The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory. Romans 8:17b to 18. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us, being a privilege to experience the sufferings of Christ. We should not be discouraged because we must suffer as Christians. These sufferings are positive and very precious. What a privilege it is to experience the sufferings of Christ! Paul could even say that he made up what was lacking of the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. He also speaks in Philippians 3:10 concerning the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. Today, we should be Christians, followers of Christ, who undergo the sufferings of Christ. We need to participate not only in the riches of Christ, but also in the sufferings of Christ. If we take this point of view, we shall be encouraged whenever we suffer for Christ. We may even welcome this kind of suffering. Yes, we may face fiery ordeals, but these are the sufferings of Christ in which we have the privilege to participate. Rejoicing as we share the sufferings of Christ. In verse 13 of chapter 4, Paul says that as we share the sufferings of Christ, we should rejoice so that at the unveiling of his glory, we may rejoice exultantly. In this verse, Peter speaks of rejoicing exultantly. According to my understanding, this means that we shall not only be joyful inwardly, but we shall sound out our joy. At the same time, we may stretch forth our arms and also leap for joy. This is to exalt and to rejoice exultantly. At the time of the unveiling of the Lord's glory, we shall exalt. I believe that we shall shout, rejoice, and perhaps even leap for joy. We shall be excited to the uttermost, beside ourselves with joy. Today we may rejoice, but when the Lord is unveiled, we shall rejoice exultantly. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory. Romans 8:17 and 18 say, if children, heirs also, heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed to us. We may not like suffering, but we need it. The more suffering we pass through, the more our glory will be intensified, for suffering increases the intensity of glory. In 1 Corinthians 15:41, Paul says that the star differ from star in glory, indicating that some stars shine more brightly than others. We all shall shine, and we all shall be glorified, but the intensity of our glory will differ according to our suffering. Therefore, Paul says that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory. The present suffering means nothing compared with the coming glory. If we suffer with the Lord, we shall be glorified with him. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us what a privilege it is to experience the suffering of Christ, which is to make up what was lacking of the sufferings of Christ. Lord, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us. If we suffer with you today, we shall be glorified with you that day. Hallelujah!